driving in my car, I turn on the radio. I'm pulling new clothes, you just say no. You say you don't like it, but girl, I know you're alive. 'Cause when we kiss, late at night, I'm taking you home. I say you wanna stay, you say you wanna be alone. You say you don't love me, but you can't hide your desire. 'Cause when we kiss, Romeo and Juliet, Samson and Delilah, you can bet their love they didn't deny. Birds say split, but your words they lie. 'Cause when we kiss, Samson and Delilah, you can bet their love they couldn't deny. You would say split, but your words they lie. 'Cause when we kiss,
Lara Lynn covering Bruce Springsteen's Fire from a collection called Springsteen's Country, released by Ace Records. That was written back in 77, I think, during the Born to Run sessions, but didn't appear on an album. And then the Pointer Sisters covered it and had a great big hit. Lightheaded before that with Love is Overrated from a new release on Slumberland called Thinking, Dreaming, Scheming. Weird Pulp and Grown Ups from their new record More on Rough Trade. Francoise Hardy before that with Et Meme from En Vogue, Best of 1962 to 1967. Nico Case and a beautiful new song called Wreck from her forthcoming album Neon Gray Midnight Green on Anti. That set started with Majorette from Queens with Inner World from a single called Stakes and Inner World, self-released by the band. My name is Therese. Thank you so much to Greg from Zone 5 for asking me to fill in. He'll be back in 2 weeks. Thank you all for listening. Thanks to those who commented. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Radio Row and a live set from Honey Radar.
of the nicest youngsters we've ever had on our stage.
They are going to have open sex on every street corner. Anyone can watch.
Richmond, Indiana.
Race to Greytown, Racer's Way.
Go home and smash those crummy records. Get rid of the Beatles and the
Honey Radar
and the Herman's Hermits and the rest of that crowd. I feel that the rottenest music that's ever come out of the pit of hell is rock and roll.
Check. May I get a little more of myself here? Check. Check. Is it a little more? Check. Thank you.
Set on the poster. Get your tickets now before it's too late. A dancing bear in a circus clown is so funny. I can't wait to see everything there. Say on the poster. If it is, I know I will be there.
Johnny Radar, to Ruth, to Dave, to everybody that came out today. You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. I am Nate Decay. One more time for Honey Radar.
Beast in me is caged by frail and fragile bars, restless by day and by night, rants and rages at the stars. God help the beast in me. The beast in me has had to learn to live with pain and how to shelter from the rain. And in the twinkling of an eye, might have to be restrained. God help the beast in me. Sometimes it tries to kid me that it's just a teddy bear, and even somehow manage to vanish in the air. And that is when I must beware of the beast in me, that everybody knows. They've seen him out dressed in my clothes, patently unclear. If it's New York or New Year, God help the beast in me. Beast in me.
starring
Carol Gimble
and
Colin Bryant.
Yeah,
not that thing again.
Only listen,
yeah. People.
And welcome to another edition of Why Do We Only Listen to Dead People. I'm Colin Bryant.
And I'm Carol Gimble.
Hello, everybody. Pardon my bad throat. Why did we start out with Johnny Cash? Well, for one thing, I got obsessed with the with this show called Mobland that just ended season one on Paramount, and it's one of the greatest shows that I've seen in years, for me. And the last episode, episode 10 of season one, had that track by Johnny Cash, The Beast in Me. So that's from his one of his last albums, and one of his only actual solo albums, no backing, guitar and Johnny, recorded in 1994. And we, of course, Carol and I, are Johnny Cash lovers anyway. And I was listening to that and thinking, how is that not classical music? What makes that country and not classical? Why?
You mean because it's like an aria?
It's a song. I mean, well, let's just listen to something else and tell me. I want to know how this is different. It's just not different, if you ask me. So just check it out. Let's see. So, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of.